Welcome. Domain Dave here for CheapWineFinder.com with another podcast we did on a winery we just wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. And today we've got a Trader Joe's wine. It's one that's been around for a while. And I think last time I did it was a 2015 vintage. Kind of forgot about it. And it's $11.99, and we'll talk about it. And I'll probably butcher half the words here because it's Italian, and my Italian is impeccable, but my pronunciation is horrible. So now it's just everything's bad. Cecilia Barretta, Melissa Mato, Valdio Beni, Prosecco 2021. I left out Superior and Brutes and the other part of where it's from. But this is a vintage dated Prosecco. Most of the Italian bubbly Proseccos you find in the supermarket are going to be non-vintage. They do that because they're trying to get a house style. And they blend several different vintages together to get an identifiable wine that if you like it this year, you'll like it next year and the year after that. But when they have a really good vintage, they like to make a bottling that shows off that vintage. And here we go, a 2021 Prosecco. Valdio Benenni, I did better on the first one, is a section in the middle of Prosecco region's rolling hills. And most of the area around that is DOC, Dominication of Control or something. It's the Italian wine board. They have the rules and regulations for how you can grow the grapes in the vineyard and how you can make the wine and all that. But this is DOCG, with the G being guaranteed. What they're guaranteeing is the quality and that the wines adhere to all the rules and regulations that ensure their quality. So that's kind of a good thing on $11.99 wine that, you know, they're not guaranteeing you're going to like it, but they're going to guarantee that these are the best grapes farmed with the best practices, and the wine or the bubbly was made with the best practices they could do in the Prosecco region. So that's not too bad a deal. I'm going to take a sip, and we're going to talk about it because this is going to be a little bit different. This is going to be an individual wine rather than a house-style wine. Cecilia Barretta is actually a winery. It's been around since the 80s. From a wine family, the Pasqua family. I think they've been in the wine industry since the 40s. So a lot of times these brand names are just made up brand names by the store. But this is a winery that do all sorts of Italian wines. And they have land all over. And this is an actual winery that's been around for over 40 years. And it's actually a nice, tasty Prosecco. It's got good acidity. The acidity sets your palate up for the next flavor, or the next taste, and gives the flavors plenty of time to unfold, but it doesn't really bite. It's got a really nice balance to it. And the flavors are, you know, it's kind of lemon and grapefruit and apple and maybe dried peach and some pear, maybe some nectarine. Little bit of that salty, nutty thing going on. I'm not really a cream kind of thing, but it's kind of a little bit of a texture. I'll take another sip. Yeah, I mean, it's got nice flavor and good length to it. I mean, this is a solid Prosecco. I mean, it's, it's not flavor challenged. It's just a nice Prosecco. And for $12, and you're actually getting a wine that sells other places, I think it's like, and if you're buying this in Ireland, it's $25. I'm not sure why wine isn't more expensive in Ireland, but you know, other places, $14, $16, $18, this is $11.99. So you're getting a wine at a really good price. I'm going to pour myself a little bit more because as we talk, I might want a little bit to, you know, just get my memory sparked. Yeah, so it's a really flavorful, not super complex. You know, this is not, doesn't have tons of depth, and it's not a powerful bubbly, but it just tastes good, and it's has nice flavor, and it's got good length. You know, it's got the things that you kind of want in a value-priced wine. then there you go. I mean, it's a bargain. It's underpriced from what you can get in a store. It tastes great. It's made to exacting standards. It's by a winery that's been around for 40 years. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, isn't wine great? You can get these bargains pretty much all the time. I'm going to take one more sip and we'll close this thing up because it's just a good bubbly. It's at 12 bucks, it could be a Tuesday night. You can actually have, you know, fish, maybe really fancy salads or something with this. You know, it'll pair with food. It's got the acidity to cut through. I'll take one more sip and we'll say adios. Yeah, I mean, it's got a full flavor. It's got length. It's good wine. It's the Cecilia Barretta Melos Mado Valdio Beni Prosecco 2021, and I think Superior is in there too. It's Italian, and they made it name way longer than it needed to be, but that doesn't matter because it's easy to drink, and that's all that does matter. So adios, that's it for me, Domain Dave, from CheapWineFighter.com. Stay cool, stay safe, and we've got more coming up. We'll try to do summer Tuesday night out on the porch things, and maybe a pop-up, a few fancy Saturday night wines too as well while we find them. So adios, take it easy, keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to you.